But you're saying there's still no plan around this?
Yeah, well, on Budget Day, the Minister for Finance announced that he was going to bring in tax credits where people would be able to claim up to a maximum of €100 off their tax bill for water charges. What he made a mess of on that day was that he forgot that a lot of people didn't have a tax liability, particularly low-paid workers. But however, he said this would be introduced in the finance bill. We've seen the finance bill published in the month that has passed. It's passed second stage. It's now gone to committee stage, and the government haven't brought forward any amendments in relation to water charges whatsoever. When we questioned the officials on that there, it was just basically blank basis and said that the government aren't intending to bring forward any amendments at this stage of the legislation.
Was this the government putting an incentive forward, hoping to maybe calm the massive protests against water charges by doing this?
It was very clear that this was the trick that was up the government's sleeve on Budget Day. It was an announcement that you'd be able to claim a fifth of your tax bill back off and your tax credits. It was very clear then afterwards that the people of the country, when we seen the 150,000 people take to the streets, they weren't having anything off it. And the government now are in panic mode. Yesterday, they couldn't answer very simple questions from our Sinn Féin Deputy Leader Mary Lou McDonald in relation to whether the revenue are going to take this money out of people's wages, out of people's social welfare payments, out of people's pensions, the same way that they did for the household charge and the property tax. And these are very basic questions that the government can't answer. The fact that they've made a commitment over a month ago on Budget Day to bring in tax credits and still it doesn't appear in the legislation really makes a farce of this whole thing. And I think the government need to just start listening to the people and decide to scrap the charges altogether.
Now, you mentioned Mary Lou McDonald's standoff and Sinn Féin's standoff within the Dáil yesterday regarding getting answers from the government around water charges. How do you get answers? You didn't get them yesterday. Are you going to get them next week? What do you do to get them?
Well, I think the stand that we took yesterday, it was right and proper, and I was very proud of Mary Lou for what she did and not leaving the chamber when the Cann Comhairle expelled her. There's very clearly a bias and an unfairness there in relation to the Cann Comhairle's rulings against Sinn Féin, and that's a testament for anybody who looks at the record of the Dáil. But if we were to just sit down and accept the fact that Joan Burton, on two occasions, when she had to ask the question twice, wouldn't answer a basic question, is the revenue going to take unpaid water charges from people's wages, pensions and social welfare? And when she can't answer those questions, when she refused to answer those questions, it was right and proper that we had the protest and that we staged a sit-in for over 4 hours in the Dáil. And hopefully that will waken up the government and Minister Burton that the opposition deserve and respect, as is our right on behalf of our constituents, answers to questions that are on the people's lips the length and breadth of the state.
The Dáil resumes on Tuesday. If you don't get answers regarding water charges next week, what's the next step? Where do you go next here?
I think anybody who follows what Sinn Féin are doing in the Dáil knows that we are the party that is putting this government under immense pressure in relation to water charges, and yesterday was just an escalation of that. The government intend to come forward on Wednesday with what they call as a comprehensive package after listening to the people without seeing that. I can